Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a drink.
All right, and we are back in the lobby bar for the week of August the 15th, 2022. Brian and Michaela here, coming to you direct from the movie theater on our way in to see a classic that we're going to be talking about this week. But Michaela, how are you doing? We used a bottle of sake last week in episode 89 for Bullet Train, and I had a lot of sake left over. You had some sake left over. What'd you do with it?
So we talked about making a cocktail. Last time our Bullet Train cocktail was called the Bullet Train, and we hadn't seen the film yet. So we, went ahead and saw the film and then revisited this cocktail. And we thought, you know what? There was a lot of lemon and there was a lot of tangerines Bullet Train. So what if we gave it like a tangerine-ish kind of twist to it? So what I did was I took all of the, well, I did all of the ingredients except the pineapple juice. I just substituted the pineapple juice with real tangerine juice. And it was pretty good. I still think I like the pineapple juice better, probably because of the, like, the ginger syrup lends itself better to the pineapple rather than the tangerine. I don't know. But it was real good, and I recommend that. What about you? What are you doing with your sake?
Yeah, so sake pairs really nicely with kind of those lighter, more delicate fruit flavors. So yeah, the tangerine would be an excellent way to go there. What I did with mine was I found this cocktail, and it's from a website called shekeepsaloveliehome.com. I guess it's like an entertaining and housekeeping website. I don't know, but she had this cocktail on there. Looked awesome. Tried it. Loved it. So that's what I'm bringing to you today in the lobby bar, Michaela. So it is called the Phantom Love Song. It's very beautiful. It gets this, it's kind of like this white, iridescent, very, very ethereal look about it. And it's basically a gimlet, except we're swapping the gin out for the sake. So you're going to take 2.5 ounces of the sake, 1/2 ounce of Saint Germain, and 1/4 ounce of fresh lime juice. Put that in your shaker, shake it up, strain it out into a coupe glass, and you are good to go. It's very lovely. It's very light and refreshing and delicate, all those things that sake bring to you, which we are loving now ever since doing Bullet Train last week. We're like sake aficionados, not really, but we do love a sake. So yeah, give this a try. It's delicious. And one of my favorite things about it is, you get a gin cocktail, and who doesn't love that? Well, people I don't
That's
trust.
Right.
People don't, I don't trust, don't like gin, I think is what it is, really. But you know, sometimes gin, it's pretty beefy, right? Like it's a high ABV. Sake is not. So you can make this, have one or two of them, still feel pretty good. It's a nice way to kind of lower that alcohol content of your cocktail, still get something really delicious and really refreshing and crisp and fun. So that's what I'm bringing today. Phantom Love Song.
That sounds amazing. And she does keep a lovely home. Wow.
Yeah.
This site, for anybody who's interested in like entertaining and making it look effortless.
For feeling bad about your own home, you just go here.
Just go here. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Well, I can't wait to try this. This looks delicious.
Right.
And Saint Germain and sake, how could we go wrong?
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong at all. So give those a try, or if you have any other good sake recipes, pass them our way. Because like I said, we are both loving the sake lifestyle right now. But what were people loving over the weekend? It was a lot of the same stuff, Michaela. We had basically the same top five again. So Bullet Train led the way with 13 million, followed by DC League of Super Pets. Top Gun Maverick moves from sixth back up to third place. Top Gun and Tom Cruise will not quit with that one. Thor Love and Thunder and Nope round out the top five. But Bullet Train, number one, second week in a row. There were a couple of new releases, but nothing really that was going to challenge it, and none of them did that well, truth be told. But a good second week for Brad Pitt and co.
Yeah, I'm excited because I think this is going to be one that also can take on sort of a cult classic vibe. In 10 years we're going to be like, oh, all these actors came together to make this crazy film. I feel like that about it. Maybe I'm totally wrong, but the more I think about that film, the more I really liked the journey, and it was just a really fun ride. And we needed that this summer with all of the other stuff going on. We needed a fun ride.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We mentioned a little bit in the episode last week. We kind of, we're talking about some people we overheard coming out of the theater, and kind of our own thoughts was it felt very Tarantino-esque. And maybe that is the true tell of that is, kids now that are in, like they're in their 20s, like college-aged kids, have seen this, and maybe, you know, in 10 years from now, they're going to look back on it the same way we look back on like Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, you know, in kind of that same sense. So maybe it's Tarantino-esque in that way too, going into the future. So $13 million there for Bullet Train. So a good second week showing. Yearly box office results, no change here. Top Gun Maverick is still in first, up to $673 million, but pretty exciting stuff for Top Gun. This week, it looks like it is scheduled to take over sixth place all time over Avengers Infinity War. So that'll be good. That'll be a really big box office. Kudos there to the team that brought us all those fighter jets. Goodness, go listen to our episode about Top Gun Maverick because it was a good one. It was a good one. And what do we have coming out this week, Michaela? Beast. What can you tell me about Beast? Anything?
It's got Idris Elba in it.
It does have Idris Elba.
I know that much.
It has Idris Elba. It has a lion that apparently is not very friendly. It's kind of like Jaws, I guess. Kind of. I don't know.
So what I heard was it's about a family that's going to they're going to Africa to do a safari, I think. Mm-hmm. And then this lion decides it wants to kill the entire family of Idris Elba. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of the lion's version of Orca.
Oh, okay.
You remember that where they're on the ocean and they kill an orca and the orca was pregnant and now the dad of the orca family that they murdered is now out to get the boat. I think that's kind of what this is. Only it's a lion.
That'll
be good.
I mean, I guess kind of like all those stories, if you're going to go to the African safari and, you know, be poking and prodding at where a lion lives, I guess that's what you might get. But I don't know, not really all that keen on going to see this. So I'll probably check it out when it hits a streaming service because Idris Elba is great. But this just doesn't seem to do it for me. Any interest in heading out to see this one next week, Michaela?
No, I think I'm going to try and actually get in on seeing Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think that's what it's called.
That's right. Yeah, it is.
Because it's come back and it's on all of these upcoming Oscar film. There's a lot of buzz around it because it is so good.
I did not
get to see it in the theater. So I'll probably do that and I'll skip Beast and watch it when it's out on film.
Yeah, there you go. So make sure you do that. And if you're going out to see Beast, let us know. Let us know how it is and let us know if we should see it. Let us know if you have any sake recommendations for us. And let us know while you're on there letting us know those things. Go by and leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. That would help greatly. But for now, Michaela, I think our movie's about to start. So I'm going to grab the sake. You grab the Saint Germain and let's head in.
I got it. I got it in my purse.
All right, sounds good, and we will talk to everyone next time in the lobby bar.